pal, Brixton Rec, and you know, he shaked hands, and we had a photograph and all the rest of it. And he got up, I introduced him, as Paul's introduced me, and he got up to make his speech. And he began his speech with the words, "It's wonderful to be here in Bristol." Actually, he knew exactly what he was doing. And of course, everybody went, "No, it's Brixton." And I said, "Oh, okay." After he got down, he said, "Now can we go to the nice place?" And they promised him. Bristol's important to this country for all sorts of reasons. It's a big city. Not just as the major West Coast port, the contribution made by Bristol's music and film industries. I had the pleasure of being given an honorary degree here a couple of years ago, seeing Nick Park being awarded his degree. I'm also thinking about the major advances in equality and human rights which have taken place in part at least, thanks to the efforts of the people in this city. I've mentioned Paul's contribution, but of course we can go back to the abolition of slavery 200 years ago, names like Clarkson, Thomas Clarkson, Sudley, Coleridge, and Wordsworth were central to that effort. We can think about the advances made in recent times in the city, such as the ordaining at the Bristol Cathedral of the first 32 women priests in the Church of England, and perhaps closer to home for me, the very recent, and I guess still somewhat controversial case of Martin Hall and Stephen Preddy, who were a Bristol couple, who were denied a double room in a Cornish B&B because they happened to be gay. We supported their fight for the same access to services as anyone else, and I am pleased to say that we won on that. The issue there was not the money. The issue there was a very simple fact that we had in this country made the decision that people are equal, irrespective of gender, of race, of sexual orientation, of disability, of age. We say that if you are a human being, you have the rights that should be afforded to every human being. And I know that this is still a controversial issue, this is still a question. Some people will choose some kinds of people because of conscience be given the right to be exempted. Well, I'm pretty clear about this, and I'm generally a pretty soft kind of guy, but on some things I'm pretty hard line. Nobody gets to discriminate. Nobody gets to discriminate, not on our watch. Of course, Bristol continues to face its own challenges. One is its integration. The city has a growing nation, African, Caribbean, Somali, Eastern European population. And it's of course important that no community is isolated, that a child that might be born of Barbadian heritage in St. Paul's has the same opportunities and access to a child born to Bohemian heritage in Caulfield or indeed white parents in Bedminster. It's important that if they don't have the same chances, their life chances become different, their outcomes are different, become different. And we as a society can't afford that. And let me say a few words about why this is so important for our country at this time. Let me paint you a picture. Global economic crisis. Oil prices sending jitters through the markets. There's open conflict in a major Middle Eastern, strategic Middle Eastern country. There's a civil war brewing. There's a humanitarian crisis which the whole world is watching.